Activities to mark Dental Health Week are being coordinated by the Dental Services Department in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, and dental surgeon in the Georgetown Health District, Dr. Betty Jean-Baptiste Adams, explained why this year's theme was chosen.
And we are looking to target young people, so we've come up with the theme, Tomorrow's Smile is Nurtured Today. Because what you will do today, how you take care of your teeth today, will definitely impact what you will have later on in life, whether you will be losing teeth, whether you will still have teeth to go with. So whatever you do now will impact tomorrow. So we're trying to work on those young people so that they can take care of their teeth now, so that they would have a brighter smile tomorrow. Mm-hmm. As you hear, bend the tree while it's young. So while you can still work on these impressionable minds, you do so, because some people are set in their ways no matter what. The child may come and say, the dentist said to do this, and child, this is how I do this, and whatever. But the child will remember, this person came to my school, this person spoke to me about how to brush my teeth, how to take care of my teeth, what I should eat. Those things stay, and maybe not now that they don't have the total control of themselves. They may not be able to do everything, but then later on they will be able to do it. They can pass it on to the future generations, and that is what we're looking at.
Dr. Jean-Baptiste Adams noted that proper dental hygiene is very important, and she outlined the routine that should be followed to achieve this.
First, we need to brush. You need to brush at least 2 minutes twice a day. And you brush in the direction that your teeth grow. So you brush from gums to teeth all the time, right? You don't go haphazardly all over the place. You do not scrub, like I tell some people, because some people will come tell me, I scrub my teeth. As we need to stop right there.
I have that habit.
You do not scrub. You need to brush, and you brush from your gums to your teeth. And you have three surfaces that you always brush, because some people believe that it's only the outside where people can see that you brush, but you don't do just that. You brush the outside, you brush the inside, the part that we're not seeing, but it's still part of your teeth, and you brush the biting side, the part, the side that chews your food. So you have three sides to bite. Then you need to floss at least once every day. And flossing, it's advised to do at night. When you've done your second brushing, you floss gently at night, because a lot of people say, I don't like to floss because when I floss, I bleed. Most times it's because, one, you're not flossing regularly, because if you're not flossing regularly, your gums tend to be inflamed and you would bleed a bit. If you floss regularly, that bleeding will stop. Two, you may be flossing quite rough.
And Dr. Jean-Baptiste Adams said a dental health quiz will be held as part of the week of activities.
We decided, okay, since we're going to really capture the young people, we looked at the curriculum as well, and dental health is not a major part of the curriculum. So how do we get to those young people to get to teach them a little more about dental health? So we decided we would have a dental health quiz with primary school students. We didn't want to interrupt the grade fives and grade sixes, right. So we decided, okay, we'll go with the grade four group. They would be able to understand a little better than the younger ones, and we think that after they've gone through the material that we prepared for them, they would be able to grasp something, and something will stay with them better. So we're doing that with them for the first time. We were not able to do it on a large scale because that would take a whole lot of planning if we have to go island-wide and do preliminary rounds throughout the island. Mm-hmm. So we decided to just take up a few schools on the leeward side, a few on this windward side, to put them together. So next week, Tuesday, we'll be having some of the schools from the leeward side go through a preliminary round. And the Wednesday on the windward side would go through a preliminary round. Mm-hmm. And the two top schools from each round would come to clash on Thursday at a final.
That is dental surgeon in the Georgetown Health District, Dr. Betty Jean-Baptiste Adams. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's special report.